years of radio. Radio Moments.
So, this week's Radio Moments begin at the beginning. The beginning of Plymouth Sound, this week 38 years ago, and the phone call they probably wish they'd recorded.
Now, we've got a lot of excitement here this morning, because I understand that waiting to speak to us is the first child that's been born round about the same time that we are. So I hope I push the right buttons, and I will say hello to Sister Golding. Hello, Sister Golding. Can you hear us? Hello, Sister Golding? Now, just one moment. Hello, Sister Golding? Hello? Hello? Oh, dear, oh, dear. Well, never mind. These things are bound to happen. That's what the first day's all about. We will not worry about it. The time on...
The start of Plymouth Sound, now Heart, launching this week in the warm June days of 1975. The Oxford English Dictionary last week was looking to find the first use of the phrase disc jockey, and they reckoned it was first mentioned in print in 1941. So who was the first disc jockey? Well, it was said to be this chap who died this week in 1965.
Christopher Stone speaking. I know you'd like to hear the rest of that, and so would I, but I just want to interrupt and explain a word that was mentioned, and that was box. I want to tell you what box is. It's the name of the company...
Christopher Stone, who died 48 years ago this week. He was the first DJ, it said. He'd been the editor of a music magazine and was one of the first broadcasters to present in a relaxed style, but he still wore his DJ whilst doing it, as I am here today. And I wonder how Christopher would have coped with split transmitters. Networking is commonplace nowadays. And this week, 26 years ago, it came to Yorkshire. Pennine, Hallam and Viking joined forces.
Well, it's here. Yorkshire Radio Network. Culmination of Radio Hallam in Sheffield, Pennine Radio in Bradford and Viking Radio in Hull. My name's Tim Finlay. Sitting down thinking, how are we going to start a brand new station and a brand new show off? Well, I thought we'll dedicate this one to the engineers.
The launch of the Yorkshire Radio Network this week in 1987. And in those days of carts and vinyl, you dash around the studios spending all your time loading stuff and very little time thinking about what on earth you were going to say. Drama this week in Leicester 31 years ago. The chairman of Centre Radio walked out during a board meeting. Irreconcilable differences, he said, and the station closed down the following year.
Centre Radio.
Congratulations to the chap who did reconcile differences 21 years ago. He was Douglas MacArthur. And Douglas established the RAB that year, the Radio Advertising Bureau, to champion the benefits of radio advertising to reluctant media yuppies. And Douglas said, getting 60% of radio owners on board the project was easy. Getting the rest was a pain in the ass.
So, I mean, the message from the electricity board is aerial automatic, I suppose.
Another launch now, and you'll probably know this voice.
We'd rather be in Berkshire with radio's brightest star.
Yes, welcome to the birth of a brand new star, the all-new 101.6 Star FM. I'm Peter Dixon.
I'm wishing on a star.
It just had to be that song, didn't it? The voice of Peter Dixon, long before X Factor, playing the first song on Star FM in Slough this week, 21 years ago. The first programme controller of Capital Radio was actually critic and TV producer Ruth Leon. She resigned this week 40 years ago before the station launched, replaced, of course, by Michael Bucht.
People forget this. Production was down to 3 days a week. I walked down Oxford Street on Christmas Eve that year and Selfridges was lit by candles because the power was off.
Michael Bucht. Following the BBC Radio Stoke farewell antics the other week, it's reassuring to know that in radio these things do happen. Maybe the most famous example was this week, 76 years ago.
I'm trying to give you, ladies and gentlemen, Professor Stern. Please come, just turn. I was talking to you in the middle of this jam, And what's happened is the thief's gone, disappeared and gone.
A very happy Lieutenant Commander Thomas Woodruff with his commentary on the illumination of the naval fleet in 1937. Happy birthday this week to this gentleman.
Hello there. Well, as we've captured captured the air for the next hour and a bit. We hope we've captured you as well. And this is as good a place as any to remind you how we make up the hit parade on this program. You know, we take the average of the placings in three leading musical papers. This way, instead of, as is possible, getting three different placings for one record, we get just one.
David Jacobs, 87 this week, and it was he who hosted Melodies for You on Radio 2. He did Any Questions on Radio 4, and famously Pick of the Pops on the Light programme on Saturday evenings in the late 50s and into the early 60s too. This week, 33 years ago, Ian Rufus, who'd been at LBC and part of the Hallam launch team, shouted into a microphone in Coventry.
This is Mercia Sound on 220 metres medium wave, 1359 kilohertz, and 95.9 VHF in stereo. For the very first time, good morning from Mercia Sound.
Mercia, Ian Rufus launching Mercia Sound this week in 1980. And there was no BBC local radio station in Coventry back then, so commercial radio had a head start and managed to mix the Lost Dogs with Leif Garrett and what have you. The segue is now commonplace in British music radio, but it didn't used to be in the days of full-service commercial radio. It was possibly the arrival of a competitive offshore station called Laser 55H playing continuous music, which was the catalyst for change.
Pop hits, I guess that says it all. It's pretty much constant things that have charted very well, not too much eclectic stuff, although occasionally we stretch in different directions. It seems that we are more tightly formatted than most of the stations. Also, we have a more European appeal. We also take into account the Dutch and German charts.
All hit radio. Laser. 558.
Jesse Brandon, also a new sort of presenter to British ears back then. Laser 558 arriving this week in 1984. So, with Richard Finlay stepping down as chief executive of Scottish Radio Holdings this week 9 years ago, Mark Thompson being appointed DG 9 years ago, BBC Solent expanding to Bournemouth 40 years ago, and EMAP setting up its own sales house this week 16 years ago, those are this week's radio moments.